Balance of Nature is the best fruit and vegetable product on the market. What makes us the best? It's not about how many different fruits and vegetables are in each capsule. It's about having the right fruits and vegetables in the right quantities. That's what Balance of Nature has done. Our proprietary blend of fruits and vegetables has been handpicked by Dr. Howard based on his extensive research. Fruits and vegetables are made of hundreds of thousands of phytochemicals that work together to help your cells regenerate better, faster, and stronger. Only fresh whole fruits and vegetables are inside the capsules. You won't find any fillers, binding agents, or preservatives of any kind. You will only find fruits and vegetables the way Mother Nature intended. Start your journey with the best fruit and vegetable product on the market today by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KATE.
Hi, friends. If I could ask you a favor, go to MyPillow.com and put in the code word Kate. Mike Lindell and I have partnered up not only to bring you fantastic products, but he's also helping this show. You're going to get wonderful products when you put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E. You're going to get 30% off on the products. They have specials all the time. But these, I'm not wowed easy, but these products are amazing, I have to say. The sheets, the towels, the robes, the slippers, everything. Completely amazing. You're going to love it. The phone number is 1-800-873-1052 or go to MyPillow.com and simply put in the code word Kate. Thanks, you guys.
When you really want to ban guns, but everyone's buying guns with their stimulus checks. Tyranny. It's not as easy as it looks. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
To the purpose of the Second Amendment. When you go off again into the weeds and you get away from the purpose of it, you're going to get into all of these controversies. Why is the Second Amendment there? And a lot of people don't know the reason that it's there. Because I hear people saying, you don't need this kind of weapon to hunt deers. The Second Amendment is not about deer hunting. The Second Amendment is about the people's right and ability to protect them.
It's also about a militia as well.
It's about being able to help in case of a foreign invasion, being able to help our forces, but also being able to defend themselves against an overly aggressive government.
Yes.
That's why it's there.
The police have also responded with...
Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show here. So glad you're tuned in. I've got Chris Ann Hall right now and Don Fotheringham in the last hour, the author of The President Makers. That was Dr. Ben Carson. We've actually had him on the show. And I just wanted to get Chris Ann's comments on that clip coming in, what she thought of Ben Carson's, addressing the subject. And of course, so much is going on today. The power of the executive we keep hearing about. Hi, Chris Ann Hall. How are you?
Chris Ann. You know, Kate, the crazy thing is I actually didn't hear Ben Carson's comment.
So. Oh, okay. Not a problem. He said, you know, it's for it's not for deer hunting. So the kind of rifle that they're zeroing in on, it's not for deer hunting. It's to protect ourselves against a government, a tyrannical government. And he said that, that we get into the weeds the more that we go off from the actual meaning of it. Biden saying today that we had gun control back in the day, back in the 1700s. So therefore, he can do this, whatever he wants to go do. And he's announcing these executive orders with the Second Amendment. People are pretty concerned. So wondered if you had just a thought on that before we moved on to his power.
Well, okay, so gun control in the 1700s mm-hmm. was not at the federal level. It was at the state level.
Mm-hmm.
And the gun control was you have to own a gun or you go to jail. That's a little bit different than saying
different.
You don't, if you own a gun, you go to jail.
Yeah, so, if you don't own one.
Biden
yeah.
is, you know, I mean, it shouldn't be surprising to you that Biden is wrong.
No.
I don't know that the man actually has any sense left, but
right.
the reality is that he or his advisors simply do not understand. And the four words of shall not be infringed ought to answer that question to begin with.
Boom. Yep.
I mean, that even answers Ben Carson. Shall not be infringed.
Right. Right. And here he goes infringing. So I know people are pretty irate. I think it's kind of funny that they're going to use stimulus checks to buy guns. That's kind of funny if you think about it.
I don't understand why people are irate.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I'm not mad about Biden doing that. Because it has no effect on me. You see, what angers me about this is not Biden issuing a kingly executive order.
Mm-hmm.
What angers me are the governors and the sheriffs that are going to go along with it. That's where I'm angry.
Ah, good point.
Because Biden can do whatever the heck he wants. It doesn't affect me unless...
Right.
The people in my state and local government are ignorant and negligent to the proper remedy to Biden's issuing of these executive orders, which is to declare them null and void. That is the proper remedy.
Because
Biden doesn't, number one, Biden doesn't have the authority to issue laws and regulations.
Right.
He's the executive branch. Executives execute, they don't create. And number two, the federal government has no authority to create laws and regulations to keep and bear arms. There specifically shall not it out of that.
So true. So true. And we're watching.
So I think, you know, Kate, one of the problems is people getting angry at Biden.
Yeah.
Everybody that is angry at Biden right now for these executive orders have just identified what is the problem with their political perspective and why in America we are continually and powerfully stalled in creating any solutions and fixing the problem. Because we're so federal-focused, we get angry at Biden instead of where we should be focusing our efforts.
No, it's a great point. It's a really a gut check, if you will, because you're right. It's the people that are close to home that buy into this, that don't protect the Constitution or the ones that actually have any impact on our lives. And so I love your point. You're right. And we're going to keep hearing all this rhetoric, calling gun violence an international embarrassment and a public health crisis. There's no crisis here. The percentage is so low. It's absolutely ridiculous because we have guns, because we are armed nation. It's amazing to me the numbers that they try to pull and the rhetoric that they're handing out. And his power, you know, his power, what he thinks he has, Congress won't do anything. It's not like they've done anything for decades, though.
Yeah, but we don't need Congress to do anything. Again, that's a federal perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Our solution to this problem are the sheriffs, the state legislators, and the counties saying, you can write on whatever piece of toilet paper you want to, Biden.
Right.
It's not going to be applied in our state, in our county, because it's trash.
Mm-hmm.
You have no authority. It's null and void. And until we get that through our political psyche in America, we're going to continue to spin our wheels, and we're going to continue to... And here's the thing, Kate. We empower these people by having these discussions.
Right.
This should not even be a discussion in America. It should be like, oh, yeah, okay, Biden, nice. Write on your pieces of paper. But we're going to do what we need to do at the state level. We're not even going to pay attention to you. They have this narrative... Because we keep debating with them. We don't need to debate with them their error. We need to simply stand on truth. It's the same way with the vaccinations and COVID and stuff. We all know they're speaking lies.
Mm-hmm.
They're manipulating statistics. They're creating statistics and data out of the thin blue air, pulling it out of their backsides. And then we're left in the midst saying, nuh-uh, that's not true.
Right.
And we should be simply saying, fine, whatever you say, we're opening our states and we're opening our businesses. Go ahead and dispute it. I mean, Fauci made a complete fool of himself the other day when they asked him, why are these states that are open actually having fewer cases of COVID than the ones that are closed and mandating masks? And Fauci's like, well, I'm not sure. We just don't know everything about COVID. No, you don't have a clue.
Right.
So we just have to do the right thing and then be consistent and persistent with doing the right thing. I don't even think we should be having discussions with them anymore. It's, you know what it's like, Kate? Any parent who has raised a toddler knows that during the terrible twos, they're going to have temper tantrums.
Right.
The proper parenting technique is to ignore and walk away from the temper tantrum, not to give the toddler attention. We keep giving these radical leftists their toddler attention, and it empowers them.
Right.
We should simply ignore them and do the right thing.
Yeah. I always feel like we're on the defense, too. And I think what you're saying is really take a position on the offense and just say, I don't have to listen to you. I'm not listening to you. And you're irrelevant.
Yeah, I don't don't even know if I would classify it as an offense, because offense implies that you're actually responding. My take on this is we don't respond at all. We walk away and we go about life.
Right.
And that's it. You don't have to look at them and say, you're wrong and this is why you're wrong. You say, oh, okay, and you turn around and walk away and you go about life.
Right.
We've got to cut off the discussion. We've got to remove ourselves from the drama, because these people feed on drama and they bring drama to the forefront by our acknowledging of their argument. The solution is the parent to the toddler. We ignore them.
Right. Right. Well, I can't argue with that. And you're right. There's a lot of gaslighting going on, too, because they are making they're making it seem like we have to have some sort of bipartisan something. So that's the continual conversation is, well, we have to have some sort of compromise. There is no compromise. It's pretty plain to read. So,
well, and that's, again, do you compromise with your toddler who's throwing a tantrum? Or do you simply say, look, this is reality. This is life. You either get over it or I move on without you.
Do you see in the future we have to create communities of really like-minded people that totally get this in order to be here? Because it seems as though there's a lot of people that are buying the propaganda. So then what do you do about that?
Kate, I think what we need to realize is that we already have communities of like-minded people. We are built on communities of like-minded people. We have to look around and see the people that we live with and talk to the people that we live with instead of listening to the dictated narrative that distorts the real perception of reality. The people who pay attention to Twitter are like a 0.1% of the entire population.
That's so true.
Twitter is the smallest social media. The people who actually listen to the news are a small portion of our reality. And so what we've got to do is stop looking at the dictated narrative as reality and realize that people naturally create communities of like-minded people. That's why we have rural communities. These people are of like-minded people.
Sure.
And we have urban communities. These people are of like-minded people. But we're being fed a bill of goods that the urban mentality is the American mentality, and it's simply not true. We don't have to create new communities. We already exist in them. We just have to realize the reality of it.
Yeah, you're right. And the masses, that masses are the masses. I keep hearing from people that still live in areas in which they find a huge problem with the politics of their state, like New York, California, and those things. And maybe they ought to move. Maybe they ought to get out.
Attention to their local governments where they're like-mindedly built and take control of their local governments from the interlopers and the carpetbaggers that have come in and taken over their communities and actually be the governors over their communities. Look, I can't stress this enough. If you have control of your county, even a rogue state has no impact on your life. And so there really is no justification to sit around and moan and complain about your governor if you don't have your county under control.
Right.
So we've got to get back to our communities, and we've got to stop believing the narrative. And that really sort of circles us back to the beginning, in which I said, look, you've got to stop giving the 2-year-olds their say.
Yeah.
And you simply say, look, this is our community. These are our rights. Our constitutions are written so you don't have to guess. And we're going to operate this way. We don't need to discuss it. We don't need to debate it. We don't need to negotiate that. That already happened 250 years ago. So get with the program or get on.
All right. Chris Ann Hall. Thanks. ChrisAnnHall.com. Go there. Get educated. She's got some great courses. And thanks, Chris Ann.
Thank you.
Be safe on the road, and be right back. Kate Daly Show.
St. George, or visit them on the web, UtahGastro.com. Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Uncle Milty joins me. Will start joining me again next Tuesday. So a few days away, but glad to have him back. And make sure you go to MyPillow.com, order up some products. You'll be able to help Truth in Radio. And there's just not very many of us anymore even doing truth in media or radio. It's kind of amazing out there. And then when you go to MyPillow.com, use the code word Kate, my first name. And you will get, they have a wonderful two for one sheet deal going on right now that you could have. And also MyPillow, all the different products, 30% off when you use the code Kate. And you're going to love the products. These are really excellent products. Even the mattress toppers, if you've never had a mattress topper, it can make a mattress that's not so great into a fabulous mattress. Without having to spend the money. Isn't that great? All you have to do is put in the code Kate, and you help radio. You help the show. You also help at the same time Mike Lindell. He just did his movie Scientific Proof. Go to MikeLindellTV.com and go see that. He's doing some great things, and he's also starting a bunch of things. I think some social media networks, different things like this that are going to be amazing. So anyway, I welcome your phone calls in this hour, of course, 888-673-1450. Don Fotheringham will join me in the next hour. And a big thank you to Chris Ann Hall, chrisannhall.com. Always a pleasure to have Chris Ann Hall on every single week. Really, really interesting. Always has something. We always have something to learn, something to say. And I love that. Yes, I will take a caller before I get going. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I just want to elaborate on that message mm-hmm. that Chris Ann gave us. She took every thought out of my head.
Right.
She does that from time to time. And this is such an important message. And I want to focus on something she went over rather quickly, where we should be constantly focusing on it.
Mm-hmm.
I read a headline, Biden declared war on millions of Americans, take away our guns. No, he has no authority to
mm-hmm.
do
that. He doesn't.
He has as much authority as Bill Clinton or Carter or the dog down your street.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Americans need to learn. We've been trained to view America as a dictatorship.
Right.
And the conservatives have been trained too, not just the left, mm-hmm. liberals. They have been trained. So we think they have all this power because he's in that role. He has no authority.
Yeah.
And what we need to do is realize, Chris Ann said, he's not going to be taking away any gun. He's not going to go come to our home.
Mm-hmm.
It's his agents that are violating the law, their oath to God, to abide by the Constitution, state and federal. They're going to be the ones that are doing it if anybody's going to do it. And as I said in the previous call, we have to focus on our neighbors that are mm-hmm. agents that might do this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about just the sheriff. I'm talking about the military. I'm talking about your state law enforcement. I'm talking about your city law enforcement. I'm talking about your FBI agent. Anybody you know that mm-hmm. might be carrying this out, we should be talking to them about their oath to God to abide by the Constitution, and you have no authority to be carrying out any edict from this out-of-control savage.
Yeah, I agree with you. Thanks so much. I really appreciate the call. I agree. I agree with what Chris Ann said, too. I do, and I've had this talk off air many times, too, is have a talk with your sheriff. Find out what they know and what they don't know. Because the low-hanging fruit right now is to basically say to somebody, oh, yeah, I got your back. Don't you worry. I love the Constitution. But then when you really start talking to them, they don't really have the understanding that they're supposed to. And that bothers me. So a lot of people walk away from those conversations and they think everything's great. The problem is that when push comes to shove, they're not really educated in the Constitution. They might say they love it, but that doesn't mean anything. It's empty. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi.
This is Mike from Florida.
I had to call.
I agree with what Marcus said.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was just screaming at the radio. Hallelujah, when Chris Ann was saying what she was saying.
Yes.
What I would counter, which I agree with everything she said, that I would counter, though, as long as we have the Federal Reserve that is spraying money to all these local counties
mm-hmm.
and stuff, they're going to be a lot more reluctant to say no,
yeah,
right?
You're right.
So we do have to, actually get maybe a two or three people or whatever and try to schedule a meeting with your local sheriffs.
Mm-hmm.
And just try to let them know where we stand on this.
Right.
And the last thing I would just say, they want to have the great reset. We're just going to have the great ignore. Okay. We're not even going to acknowledge what you're doing.
Okay, I love it.
So
yeah.
That's it.
I love it. Thank you. That was a great call. Thank you. The great ignore. We're going to do it. The great ignore. Yes. Now, I understand where some of you might be coming from when you say, yeah. Look around you, though. There's an awful lot of people after a year still wearing a mask. There's a lot of people that still do watch the news, and they do believe this propaganda. And these might be friends and families, family members, people that you think, well, no, they have a brain. You know, no, they get it. Maybe they don't get it. What are you going to do with that? How are you going to handle that? As I get the great ignore. I've ignored the mask mandate all year. I don't participate. I don't participate in anything that they do, but I still have to deal, though, with the people that do. And there are a lot of people walking around zombie-ish that honestly are, and look around you. There's a lot that are going along, not questioning like I thought they would after a year. That worries me. It worries me, when I see these people, cling to whatever they're told, cling to it. And yes, I kind of figured today we'd have some gaslighting. I saw the Fox News alert last night and I thought, okay, we'll have some gaslighting for conservatives today. Of course we will, because the articles are all about you're done, you're cooked. You know, they have all three branches and you're cooked. We don't have a Supreme Court that will stand up against them. And yes, those thoughts are on everyone's mind, but we are being gaslighted a little bit, aren't we? I mean, it's true. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Kate, wouldn't it be great if Biden went somewhere and the sheriff arrested him for treason?
That'd be awesome. Do we have a sheriff that bold? That would be great. That would be the American.
We have, about 240, I believe.
Okay. Well, let's just hope they kick it into gear. Let's hope they've been properly trained. And I thank you for that message, because wouldn't it be great? And just like Chris Ann Hall has been doing, going around the country and educating the sheriffs. Isn't that what we need to be doing right now? On the ground level, you've got to educate the people that hold the actual power to say no to the Fed, right? That actually impact your life. And I think what people get upset over too, and the reason I think we're so easily gaslighted, is because we just watched mayors and governors and county commissioners and everybody yield to these people and do what they wanted, and we closed the whole country down. Didn't we? So I know that's why people are a little bit lacking in hope for you know, I hope my sheriff, I mean, because they know that's that last, you know, bastion of freedom right there, is to say, well, I hope my sheriff, I hope my county gets it. But I saw a county cave, and I live in a pretty conservative area, and I saw them ask Mother, may I? Wow. That was a real shock for me. It actually made me a little depressed, to tell you the truth, because I thought, oh, people are going to stand by while they do that. So I agree with the ignore statement completely. That's what I've been doing. But there's also the reality that we have to live with too. And that is, what are we going to do about all these people? Can you educate them? Do you think they can be educated? I don't know. David Chipman, who was involved in the massacre at Waco, when they murdered everybody at Waco, was on Reddit, and he actually did a question and answer. And this is the guy that was just picked for the ATF, or as Biden calls it, the AFT. Jeez. Anyway, and his understanding is so sad. It's awful, right? He's the head of the ATF, right? So who's going to listen to him and who's not going to listen to him? Because he is a mess. He is a mess. He's not a patriot. I think he hates this country. He believes, as some law enforcement do, that nobody should ever have a single weapon, and they're the only ones that can have a weapon in the United States. And when he was addressing this crowd, they asked him, he gave the example, an 18-year-old can go buy, you know, this type of ginormous gun, and they're going to do damage. And the question was posed to him, well, how many 18-year-olds have $6,000 to $10,000 around to buy one? And that's our problem? I don't think that's our problem. And he wrote back, they clearly have 500 to purchase a variety of handguns they couldn't buy from a gun dealer. Right? Just so you know, 50 caliber were for sale for 4,000. I mean, this is his kind of logic. How do we deal with these? Are they beyond repair? Do you feel like you don't educate them? You can't even try. You can only educate a sheriff that's elected that's willing to listen to you because he still has to be elected. Is that where it's at? So you tell me. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, a couple points here. Mm-hmm. We have to focus not on people. God said, I'm not a respecter of individuals, of a person. He's a respecter of the law, his law. That's where we need to take him, to the Constitution, and let him put him on the spot. Are you going to defy your oath to God? Are you going to violate the rights and freedoms of the people of your state? Mm-hmm. Or are you going to enforce them? And we have to go not only after a county, but we have to go after federal officials. If the military,
right,
they're the ones that
right.
are probably going to that have the guns that are probably going to be taking away guns, our guns, at some point. So we go after all levels of government, state, mm-hmm. county, and federal. Anybody right. that's going to be enforcing these criminal declarations, edicts, that's mm-hmm. extremely important. And right. and for most officials, the fix is in. They were put there, and they know who they're working for. They're not working for the people. Even at county and city levels, I see people that are part mm-hmm. of the machine. And so if you can't change them, got to get them out of office. But most of all, talk to the individuals that will be coming to our doors. In many cases, it's going to be just low-ranking military personnel.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about the head of the
ATF.
Yeah, he's wouldn't be the head unless he was part of the problem and he's mm-hmm. controlled. But they're agents. Everybody ought to be talking to anybody you know that might be enforcing any of these regulations. And when I say talking, focus on the law. Decide, mm-hmm. put them on the spot. Are you going to follow the law that you swore an oath to or not?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Yeah, absolutely. We've got to, we don't have, how do I say this? Yes. We've got to educate, talk with, let them know how you feel, because they're supposed to be serving you. They do want to get reelected. So there's that. Interesting note about the ATF. You know, I don't see David Chipman wanting to put a ban on cars because of alcoholism. It is the alcohol, right? In the A of ATF. Doesn't view it the same. He only focuses on guns. So obviously, there's holes in his belief system. Obviously, we know this. He's a hot mess, right? He doesn't want to look at one thing, but we'll look at another. So you got a lot of hypocrisy with these people. I get it. I didn't see the sheriffs, though, do a ton. I saw some really step up when our rights were obviously infringed upon and taken from us during the COVID lockdowns. I did see some sheriffs act. I wish I saw all of them act. We got a lot of work to do. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Do 5160 and get $800 off your treatment for a limited time.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Deep in the heart of Texas, back in 1835, they drew a line in the sand. The folks at Gonzales had freedom on their minds. It was all because of a cannon that had kept their colony safe. But then General Santa Ana sent some Mexican troops to take the big gun away. You know what those colonists said?
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can.
Hi there.
Come and take
Welcome.
It.
Kate Daly Show. Happy to be with you, final part of the first hour. And then, of course, Don Fotheringham, the author of The President Makers, joins me in the next hour. Come and take it. Make sure you go to Balance of Nature. If you don't have 31 fruits and vegetables to eat today, I don't know why you'd want to. You can get this in a great form that's really easy to take. 3 caplets of fruits and 3 caplets of veggies and you're done. And you get all of those nutrients. So instead of buying a million supplements, which people do, make sure that you just go and get Balance of Nature. It'll take care of it. And also, it'll help stabilize blood sugar. It'll help with cholesterol. It'll help with arthritis, all the things, because usually it's nutrition that's missing. Go to balanceofnature.com and put in the code Kate. You'll get 35% off and free shipping. You can't beat that. Can't beat that deal. But it helps the show. And also, I'm telling you, they are that good. I would not recommend it if it wasn't a great product. So, of course, you can call up 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450, just to give you a little mind, like a little, just a little dose of how these people think. Somebody had asked David Chipman of the Waco massacre, by the way. He said, do you think that AR-15s are truly the source of America's gun crime? Do you think an assault weapons ban or a gun buyback would be effective in reducing gun violence? And this is what David Chipman had to say. Clearly, AR-15s play an outsized role in mass shootings. You are correct in suggesting they are not driving the majority of crimes in America. But in the shootings, he said that it was in the shootings, right? The Texas clock tower shooter in 1966, Remington 700, and an M1 carbine. It's a bolt-action rifle. The perpetrator of the McDonald shooting in 1984, I've done a story on that, by the way, how they handled that in the media, much different than they handle it today, used a semi-auto Uzi, right? 1989, Cleveland Elementary shooter used a cheap Chinese import. I mean, all of these different kinds of guns were used. And so it kind of... it's kind of interesting. Let's see. The 1999 Columbine shooters, AWB compliant High Point carbine, along with a Tech-9 pair of shotguns. So his argument is absolutely ridiculous. I could keep going. There is all kinds of different things. It has absolutely nothing to do with anything. And that's it. You have to discount the fact that many of these, shootings now are false flags, right? It's pretty rare. It's a pretty rare event. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Yes, ma'am. The Supreme Court is very clear in Prince v. U.S. that the elected sheriff, any county in the United States, is the supreme law enforcement official in his state, in his county, and is able to enforce any law on the books in the United States. All we have to do is get the 3,000 and some sheriffs to stop paying attention to all of the horse hockey that's being fed to them, which is not true, and educate them on their duty to enforce the Constitution on top of everything else. And basically when those troops, so whoever shows up to confiscate guns, finds themselves in that sheriff's county jail, it's pretty much over for them because they're going to be going to his court, not to the federal courts.
Perfect. Thank you.
We need to start talking to Sheriff Mack over at the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, who went through this with 6 other sheriffs and went to the Supreme Court to get a Supreme Court decision that says that they're the supreme law enforcement officials, and make sure that the other 3,000 sheriffs are kind of la la la. You know, we're talking about maybe 10% of the sheriffs in this country know that. Once the other 90% of them know this, all we have to do is press on our sheriffs to have them do their job, and pretty much it's up to the sheriffs. And when the time comes, the sheriff's in a position to put anybody, including our supposed president, in jail.
Thank you for that. Really appreciate that. I feel the passion, too. Thank you. I can't disagree. But our sheriffs are going to have to be that individual. They are that individual. It would be nice if our counties got it. I don't have a lot of faith in my own county to get it, because they were asking, Mother, may I? Your county probably was too. Didn't it seem like they were all a bunch of cowards? Didn't it seem like they all caved? And then they all treated it, like Chris Ann Hall said, like a dictatorship? So how do we get to those people? Do you have community meetings? Are community members going to go and support this? I would imagine people would. It also takes educating people, though, too, to know that the sheriff is supposed to stand up for them. The sheriff has that duty, right, to defend the Constitution. It's such an important role. I think it was overlooked for so long. And I do think that they were never tried in their calling, if you will, in their job to do what was right, right? Many of them weren't or haven't been, but they're going to be. And that's why she brought up the vaccine, too, is because they're going to be have to kind of put it, put their money where their mouth is. If they've been saying, well, I love the Constitution, no problem there. Well, what does that actually mean when push comes to shove? I think that's what people are really interested in seeing. What does that actually mean? Because I have a feeling they're a lot weaker than we think. It's one thing to say it. It's another to actually do it. And we didn't see hardly any of them act in our behalf when we were locked down for a ridiculous amount of time, right? I mean, they showed up if people wanted to play on playground equipment during COVID. They showed up. Why? Officers that know the Constitution would never be in that role, right? They would never be saying to somebody, get off the playground equipment, truly. They'd ignore it. You would hope they would ignore it too. So that just means we have so much more work to do to get through to people. I'll take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Just a few more points on this. The authority, one of the problems is we have the law enforcement and all Americans have to be unlearned. Many of them believe the commander chief has absolute authority. That's part of their training that we are in a dictatorship.
Sure.
And they don't. Their authority is not the president.
Mm-hmm.
Their authority, you know this, the authority is the Constitution. That is the authority over them. We have to teach them it's the law that's the authority over you, not any person in any office, and then the Constitution. I met with law enforcement heads of police of chiefs, and what's best is to get a group of three, all three are constitutionalists,
mm-hmm.
and prepared and call for a meeting. Often, sometimes they only give you PR people in the police department or wherever you
mm-hmm.
go. Sometimes you can talk to the actual person in authority and then try to educate them on these subjects. Let me ask you, if you woke up this morning and you heard Jimmy Carter declared that we're going to have red flag laws and
mm-hmm.
we need these gun control laws, how would you respond to that?
Well, I mean, I want to know what my locals are saying. I mean, obviously,
yeah.
That's going to impact us the most. And so...
Well, that's right. That's the mm-hmm. solution. But how would you respond to just what he said? You would laugh at him.
You
wouldn't consider anything.
I laugh at Biden daily.
Yeah. And the whole point there, how mm-hmm. does Jimmy Carter have any less authority mm-hmm. than the Biden does?
Right.
How does Biden have any
right.
more authority than Jimmy Carter?
Yeah, I would laugh. Yeah.
And that's the point we need mm-hmm. to make. He has zero authority over these kind of issues. And the last thing, once we get control of the sheriffs, if we can get control of the sheriff, deputize. They can deputize thousands and thousands of the rest of us. That kind of number is going to be awful hard for the military
to get
to come up against us. They might, mm-hmm. but they don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So we need to get sheriffs educated and deputize tens of thousands of the citizens in the county.
Oh, I agree with that. Thank you. That was a great point, by the way. Really, really great point. Love it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
You know what I noticed in all of this, Kate?
What's that?
Is that most people's response
mm-hmm.
was like a deer in the headlights.
Mm.
They were simply so stunned and so unexpected of what we were going through that they were immobilized by it.
Mm.
Now, the other problem that I see is that we've given up educating our young to what the Constitution is about
mm-hmm.
for almost 60 years now.
Right.
And until we recruit the young and educate them to what the reality is, just us old farts out there,
mm-hmm.
Shooting into the wind, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's the young who are going to fight this battle.
Mm-hmm. They'll have it the hardest, I'm sure. Yeah. Thank you for that. Really appreciate the call. It's true. I think if you're really, if you're wanting to do something, I would say schedule Chris Ann Hall to come to your city to speak to your law enforcement. Go ahead and try to coordinate that. If they've never heard of her, make sure they know of her. This would be a great way. It'd be a great way if she could actually teach Zoom meetings for police departments all across the United States that could all Zoom in for training. It'd be great to see the sheriff want to do this and then also want those that work for him to do this. Because clearly they need to know what their clear roles are going to be. Just as we've seen this lockdown. Now, as soon as they said wear a mask, I mean, I was laughing at that, right? Because we'd already done so many shows on it. At that point, it was like, you've got to be kidding me. And so I just ignored. Walk in any store, just ignore, right? And so we're going to have to do that with just about everything. I mean, if you had some kind of an award and the White House invited you to go to meet with Biden, would you do it? I actually wouldn't. I wouldn't even care 2 cents about going to Washington, D.C. to meet with a fake president. I could not. It just wouldn't even interest me. I would rather rearrange my sock drawer, have a root canal, go get my dog fixed, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, that. I could think of a million other things to do other than that. It's not because of the people like when they threw a tantrum over Trump. It's not for the same reasons. I'm more apathetic. I just don't care about him. He's a driveling. I mean, it's just sad. It's actually sad to watch him. The media doesn't even provide cover for him. They took everything Trump said and twisted it. They don't even provide cover. They just don't even care if he looks like a total moron when he gets up to a microphone. And nothing he says makes sense. They don't even care. It's just funny to me. And they must like it. They must like that he sounds like that. I don't know. Maybe because he talks to like a, 10-year-old. I don't know. But what I do know is that these people and all their power, they're only powerful when they look in the mirror and they address themselves as whatever they're addressing themselves. We don't have to. I love Chris Ann Hall's message. We talked before we went on the air and talked this over because I'm telling you, and I love the caller. I love the caller. Mike said, the great ignore. We are truly going to have to do that. But we're also going to have to, as we're ignoring them, we're also going to have to be educating those that need it the most. Your county commissioners, your sheriff, those are the people that made your life miserable. Your mayors, man, do we need training. And if she could provide Zoom training where she could train so many states at once, how awesome would that be? And if she needs help doing that, help her, right? These are the things that truly will make a difference in our lives. They're going to try doing this again. They really are. They're gearing up for it right now. Have you noticed the different countries that are saying we want a lockdown and we are locking down? So we've got it. We've got to kind of stop this in its tracks and just kind of know that the person that you have at the helm has been trained, understands it, gets it, and will be there for you. Because I just have a feeling they're telling people things they want to hear, but I don't know. I'm not convinced that too many of them actually understand their role and how important it is. Let's just hope. Let's just hope and then also be educating at the same time, make people very aware, get people out of this coma, this thinking coma that they're in. See them for who they are and what they are. And then maybe we have a shot, right? Community by community, maybe we have a shot at getting this country back. Who knows? All right, I will be right back with Don Fotheringham, author of The President Makers. You won't want to miss this. He's a gem. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.